Larry Merrill is the executive director of the Michigan Townships Association, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Larry, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Tony.
We have been following the idea of merging services with cities and townships. And one such example of that has been East Lansing and Lansing. They share the same fire chief. There are some other examples that are happening as we speak, especially over near the Flint area with Waterford Charter Township's fire department servicing Pontiac. Tell us about this.
Well, it's an exciting new development where a large city such as the size of Pontiac, unfortunately with their financial condition, has had to have a financial manager installed by the state. That does open up a lot of possibilities of creative service sharing that politically probably wouldn't be likely under a more conventional mayor city council form of government. So one of our members, Waterford Charter Township, is essentially providing fire service for Pontiac now. They've taken over the stations. They've upgraded them. They also have taken the Pontiac firefighters. They're now Waterford Township firefighters, and Waterford provides all of the oversight, administration, and management of the department.
It's interesting that Waterford Charter Township can come in, keep the employees that were with Pontiac, and upgrade the facilities when the entity that they replaced, if you will, wasn't able to do that. How does that work?
Well, in this particular case, it is a win-win that the Pontiac can really had a an unsustainable cost structure for their firefighters. They're going to come in as Waterford firefighters, and at the pay range and the fringe benefits that the township provides. And that's the real change. Plus, there's a reduction in duplication of equipment and things like that as well.
There will be some naysayers that say it's not the same because it's not run by the community itself. How would you respond to that?
Well, if you feel it's really important what kind of patch is and badges are on people's uniform, it isn't the same. But if you're concerned about having lives saved and structures protected from fire and do it at a cost that the taxpayers can afford, this is a model that likely could be looked at elsewhere throughout the state.
So what's interesting, under this 10-year agreement, Pontiac will pay Waterford Charter Township $6.2 million annually for the fire service for the first year. How much will this save the city?
First off, you can't. It's hard to speculate because the city had not invested in their equipment, their infrastructure. The firefighters, I've been told, had to sleep at night with plastic sheets over their beds because the roofs leaked and rained on them. So it's an unknown whether Pontiac ever would have corrected those situations and brought the department up to a level that it deserved. So if you're looking at all of those costs that Waterford is taking on compared to what the city might have paid, that's really an unknown, but it's clear it's going to be an awful lot of money.
And you know what's interesting about this, Larry, is the smaller entity takes over the services for a larger one. I saw that happen some years ago in my hometown of Mount Clemens when its police department was dissolved and Clinton Township's police service took over for that entity, thus becoming the larger.
Yes, although, larger and smaller are kind of relative terms. Mount Clemens is a smaller, although it's a city, people seem to assume that the city is the larger entity, but Mount Clemens is surrounded by Clinton Township, a township of close to 100,000 people. So it probably is a more traditional, larger unit there. But I think what's interesting here is that the suburbs, which have always had a lower cost structure for their fire and police services, and which is also true in the Lansing area. You know, everybody has always sort of modeled intergovernmental cooperation in the metro areas, the city expanding its services out to the suburbs. This is the reverse of that, and is, I think, potentially the trend of the future as the cities struggle with what we call legacy costs of unsustainable pensions and healthy retiree health care costs, and their departments declining in scope and size, stations being shut down. It actually may be that the suburbs are going to be running the services of the cities of the future if they're going to get their hands around the cost problem.
Final question for you, Larry. What's the biggest challenge that you see for Michigan's townships?
Well, but I guess I'm happy to say that comparatively speaking, the townships are doing pretty good. They handled the current economic downturn, I think, better than most of the units of government in Michigan on the local government side. They're less bureaucratic. They have fewer contracts that lock them into long-term costs. They didn't get into bidding wars with GM for employees and try to match GM's fringe benefits and salaries. So as their revenues declined, they were able to downsize, resize appropriately. And as Michigan's economy starts to restructure and come back, the townships will be in a very strong position. So, you know, we're feeling actually pretty good about things.
Larry Merrill is the executive director of the Michigan Townships Association. Thanks so much for your time, Larry.
My pleasure, Tony. Thank you.